You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up tomorrow after 8 on The Morning Show, host Kate Archer-Kent and our guests look at how we can recover from horrors like the Holocaust, while also making sure that we don't lose the lessons they can teach us. Right now, we're continuing our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today, with a look at health in Native communities. Jody Harris is a maternal child health nurse for the Forest County Pottawatomie Community Health Department. Jody, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Jody, could you tell us what you do at the Community Health Department?
Sure. So we wear many hats here, but mostly the Community Health Department is kind of a link to provide care to FCP tribal members and their families through skilled nursing, case management, referrals to community resources. We offer disease and injury prevention through education and immunizations. Community Health offers health promotion and chronic disease prevention through events and programs and educational materials.
And what are the priorities of the Community Health Department?
So we provide essential public health services and respond to the health care needs of the FCP community. In 2012, we did a CHA, which is a community health assessment, and that led to a CHIP, which is our community health improvement plan. And that identified three areas of focus, including injury prevention, obesity, and AODA mental health issues.
And I know prevention is a big part of your goal. You mentioned a few of those, but flesh out the prevention angle. What are you looking to improve upon there?
We're always looking to encourage people to get out and exercise and eat right. We did something this last weekend where we were able to host a Swine Dine and Dash, we called it, and it's an event that we collaborated with our Land and Natural Resources Department, where we offered a day fun event where we encouraged people to get out and walk with their families. They walked around the farm. They could choose a 2-mile or a 3-mile route that introduced the farm that the tribe is newly established, and where they were able to grow a lot of fruits and vegetables, some cattle, chickens. So the families were able to participate in that while having a great time. So and getting out there and exercising as well.
Oh, sounds like a fun event. Mm-hmm. And Jody, you're a maternal child health nurse. Can you tell us about your role in that aspect?
Sure. So the MCH program, we have new moms, expecting moms, parents. They come into our office. We reach out to them. We're able to provide with education and resources, anything maternal child health related, childbirth, breastfeeding, immunizations, car seat safety, safe sleep, healthy growth and development. Families come in. We establish a great relationship with their families, and they're able to receive education, support, and like I mentioned earlier, immunizations. We wear many hats in community health. Today is our infant nutrition program, where we're able to offer education related to nutrition for infants, and then also information about healthy growth and development. We do a weight and a height, and they're able to talk to parents or able to talk to a dietitian about what baby should be eating and appropriate habits like that. So we have a day like today where lots of our babies are coming in. Tomorrow I'll be traveling to Oneida Nation and supporting them in a partner meeting. Last week I participated in a coordinated service team, which is really like a wraparound group for a mom who really needs a lot of support. And we collaborate with other departments. So the days are very different every single day. No day is the same, but there's a wide variety of programs we're able to offer to our families.
We're talking with Jody Harris right now. She's a maternal child health nurse for the Forest County Pottawatomie Community Health Department. And Jody, I know that where the clinic is located, it's not necessarily a quick stop for everybody who comes to you and seeks your services, but how important a role is the community health department in the community in giving access to people for the kind of healthcare and the kind of services that you provide?
Sure. We really are a one-stop shop. We have lots of services here at the Health and Wellness Center, our medical department, a pharmacy, optical, dental, behavioral health, AODA. So we have a lot of services available, and I think the community relies on us for those, not just Forest County Potawatomi community members, but the entire Forest County and beyond.
And we were talking a little bit about the maternal health programs, and one of these is called the NEST program. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah. So our MCH participants, they can accrue NEST points through participation in the program, and then they use those points to be redeemed in the NEST, we call it. Moms earn points through attending events. We have monthly education events. Breastfeeding, they're able to get points for well child visits, immunizations. We give points for first dental visits, office visits, home visits, 6-week postpartum visits. We do infant and prenatal assessments. So they're able to get points for all of those. And it's really like a mini Walmart in there. So anything from diapers and wipes and toys, books, clothes, blankets.
And so they can redeem the points for all of those things.
Mm-hmm, right. It's a great, successful program. We have I think sometimes it's the reason why we have people come and visit us in community health. A lot of tribal members use the program, really well received by our families.
Respecting confidentiality, I wonder if you could tell us about the kinds of needs and the kind of success stories that have come out of this clinic.
Sure. Community health has a lot of success stories. We have a diabetes program that really works together with our maternal child health program. We really work together for the health of the community. And so when we see a family who is participating in a fall hike or at like our 5Ks or coming to events together, I think that alone speaks a lot to what we do here and that we're promoting family and health in the same time. We talk about everything from reading from a very early age. We encourage breastfeeding. So sometimes we'll have moms who don't know a thing about breastfeeding, and we definitely want them to at least explore the option, and just talking about it and establishing a great relationship with our moms helps establish a very healthy future for that baby. And so I guess we get success stories, and that's kind of what we thrive on, is those great things that are coming out of our department.
You're painting a picture of a community clinic health department with a key role in the community around it. Are there other areas of Wisconsin maybe serving other tribes that are at this point not getting the care and the health attention that they need that could use this maybe as a model?
Yeah, well, community health or Forest County Potawatomi Community Health is very fortunate that we have the funding and the supports from our tribe to support something like the NEST and this great robust community health that we have. And I think that there are other tribes that are not as fortunate and unable to support a program like what we have. Fortunately, there a lot of programs can be supplemented through grants through the state or federal government. And we do have people who look to us. We are definitely a leader in the things that we do and the programs that we're able to initiate.
Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Jody Harris, maternal child health nurse for the Forest County Potawatomi Community Health Department. First Wisconsinites continues now. Coming up, we'll learn about the Ho-Chunk Weightlifting Club in just a minute here on Central Time.
Ladies and gentlemen,
when you're on social media, visit the new Facebook page dedicated to the Ideas Network on WPR. You'll find links to the Ideas Network programs you listen to every day, information on the issues important to people across the state, and perspectives from our talk show guests. Find more online at facebook.com/theideasnetwork.